Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The 2014 SEC football schedule is out before this coming ACC basketball slate is. Huh? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Did you notice that as the new football season is getting ready to kick off next week, the Southeastern Conference has released its schedule for next year? How come? Isn't there enough hoopla surrounding SEC football 2013? One would think so, but there it was on the ESPN.com homepage, a story and talking heads going on about next year's football schedule that opens with Texas A&M at South Carolina in another Thursday night game, just like UNC going down to Columbia a week from tonight. What's the SEC's big hurry anyway? And could something happen between now and then, like Johnny Football's fate, that could cause them to want to change that schedule? No, the SEC is bigger than any one of its players, and they want to get in the TV queue and make sure they'll be there in prime time on Saturday night with a 90,000-seat stadium full and rocking and also swinging from 48 hours of tailgating outside. Doesn't matter whether it's Knoxville, Athens, Tuscaloosa, or Gainesville. SEC football on Saturday is the 90,000-seat gorilla that everyone wants to see. HGTV is not keeping those good old boys and gals home, not on your life. So all this begs another question. Why does it take the ACC so long to come out with its new basketball schedule? Sure, we've gotten it in piecemeal. Early season tournaments here, ACC Big Ten Challenge there, two ESPN game days. But does Syracuse and Pittsburgh coming in really make it so hard? After all, they already went to 18 conference games last year, and there's no round robin anymore. I bet the 2014 Major League Baseball schedule, 162 games times 30 teams, is either out or sitting there ready to be released. I understand that TV also dictates ACC basketball, which networks get to bid on which windows, but I also know that ESPN also owns all of the ACC rights and must sell off the biggest games to CBS on Saturday and Sunday afternoon. So what's the big deal? After all, we know that Duke and Carolina played their first game following the Super Bowl in February, usually on Wednesday night, and they played their second game on the last weekend of the regular season. Does anything else really matter? Is the SEC that much smarter than the ACC? They're not supposed to be. This is Archansky. See ya.